Time once again on a Saturday morning for a wine chat with our friend Jack Farrow from Haskell's. Good morning, Jack. Hey, it's fishing open a weekend and Mother's Day tomorrow. What a weekend.
What a weekend. And I've got just the wine to make that fishing opener that much better. You know, part of going the fishing opener are those wonderful, wonderful shore lunches. And I just love them. And I love Muscadet wine. Muscadet is a white wine that comes from the Loire Valley in France. And it's the closest to the ocean of all the appellations of wines that are produced in the Loire Valley. It's probably most famous for Vouvray and also Sancerre of wines that are produced in the Loire Valley. It's probably most famous for Vouvray and also Sancerre. Sancerre, as many people have heard me say over and over again, in my opinion, is Sauvignon Blanc with a master's degree. It really is a wonderful expression of Sauvignon Blanc Sancerre. But today we're going to talk about its poor neighbor, Muscadet. And I say poor neighbor because Muscadet costs about one-third of what you'd pay for a bottle of Sancerre. And it's a marvelous little white wine that's produced at the far end of the Loire Valley. So it's the closest to the ocean of all the appellations of the different wines that are made throughout the Loire Valley. And it's made from the Melon de Bourgogne grape. No one knows how it really got its name, Melon de Bourgogne, which translates melon to Burgundy, of course. And there's all sorts of different guesstimates of where that started and why it was called that, whatever. And it was not started by the French people. It actually, the Melon de Bourgogne was planted by the Dutch in the 1700s. The reason being is the Dutch would buy all that wine, and they wanted high-acid wine because then they would distill it and make brandy. In fact, that's how we get the name brandy, burnt wine, from the Dutch. And those Dutch traders just loved the way Melon de Bourgogne produced different brandies, and thus began the production of Melon de Bourgogne. I discovered it, I don't know, must be 40, 50 years ago. I was with some friends, and I met this fellow. He was the Marquis de Goulain. Very interesting chap, and he had a big vineyard in Muscadet, obviously, and he was interesting. He raised butterflies, and he loved to tell you about his family crest, which had the leopards of England as well as the fleur-de-lis of France, because in the Hundred Years' War, in the 1300s or 1400s, his family was very instrumental in bringing about a peace between the British and the French. At any rate, his other passion was this Muscadet wine. And Muscadet, as I said, comes from the Melon de Bourgogne, and it produces a wonderful high acid, but a neutral wine that isn't overpowering. And as I said, there's nothing in the world like a shore lunch. Catch some walleyes. You prepare them, and then, you know, dip them in a little batter and put them in the lard or Wesson oil or whatever you have there, and then cook those fish up. And I don't know whether it's because you're eating them outside or the way they're prepared, they're so fresh out of the water. They just taste wonderfully, and that taste is only enhanced by Muscadet very, very nicely. The grape itself and the wine itself, as I said, is a relatively bland, but it's got good acidity and a very, very nice, even taste to it. There's nothing complex about Muscadets. And in fact, it's not to be confused with Muscat or Muscatel. Not at all. Those are entirely different things. Muscadet is bone dry. And you really want it bone dry because it complements that fish, whether you're cooking up some walleye or some panfish like crappies and bluegills, that kind of thing. It just tastes absolutely delicious because it's simple, it's straightforward, it has good acid balance, and by law, it can't have any more than 3 grams of residual sugar per liter. So it is bone dry. And, of course, one of the influences where it grows is the proximity of the Atlantic Ocean. It's only 10 or 12 kilometers to the Atlantic Ocean from all these vineyards in Muscadet. And they really produce a very, very interesting wine. One of the things you want to look for when you have Muscadet is the word surlee, S-U-R-L-I-E-S, on the bottle, excuse me. That means the wine has been kept on its lees for a while, and that's what really gives Muscadet its character. Muscadet, as I said, is a pretty bland wine, but when they put it on the lees, and the lees are really droppings that happen when you put wine for storage. All wines precipitate these lees, the solid parts that fall out, and most wines are poured off those right away. However, when they make Muscadet, they want to keep it on the lees for a while, and probably since the last 35 years or so, there's been a big rise in the use of oak barrels. So it's giving that Muscadet a little more character, but not too much. You know, you want it, like I said, relatively neutral. You don't want an overpowering white wine with your shore lunch, or if you're not having shore lunch, just a fish dinner. That Muscadet is a remarkable wine because it is high in acid and good balance. And because of its location, right, you know, close to where the Loire Valley dumps right into the Atlantic Ocean, they've created a weather pocket there that's a little cooler than the rest of the Loire Valley, and thus produces this wonderful Melon de Bourgogne that makes Muscadet what it is. And if you have it on its lee, Sir Lee, it'll have a little more character. And because, as I said, Muscadet is made from a relatively neutral grape. But when all these new techniques have been adapted by the different growers, and there's 2,000 growers of Muscadet, with all these new things, and particularly keeping them in new oak barrels, which mixed up the surlee with the lees in the fermenting thing, it really produces a wonderful wine. And, of course, the most interesting thing is the food pairings. Their typical food pairing, where it, in its land of its birth, is oysters. The oysters of Normandy there, and where the Loire goes into the Atlantic Ocean, are much, much sought after throughout all of France. But this wine not only goes with oysters, it goes fabulously with mullet, shrimp, lobster, any kind of shellfish is just perfect. But, and it complements the dish without overwhelming the dish. That light, crisp acidity cuts through and also cuts through creamy things. So if you have, say, creamy cod, and you're looking for a unique fish or unique wine to have with that particular dish, look no further than Muscadet. It really is good. In fact, some people say that this wine has a slight saltiness to it. That may be true. I'm not 100% sure of that. I've never really noticed that, but I've noticed that it does go very well, like champagne, with salty foods. And it's such a modestly priced wine. That's the greatest part, in my opinion, about Muscadet, is its price. You can get a Muscadet for generally under $12 a bottle. And it really, as I said, just cries for lobster and oysters and that. But what it does best is complement our fishing on our opener here in Minnesota. There's one called Le Petit Fateau, F-A-T-O-U-X, Le Petit Fateau. It's from Touraine, and it's a wonderful white wine. It would go very nicely with walleye. And then the Muscadet, as I mentioned earlier, the Marquis de Gerlaine is a good one. And so is Termelière, another good Muscadet. They're all very, very nice wines, and they please the most discriminating of palates. That Muscadet, as I said, I'll never forget the first time I was asked on a fishing trip. I was new to Minnesota, et cetera, heard about fishing opener and what a big deal it was, et cetera. And, of course, I love to fish. So we went to fishing opener. Well, I became hooked. That shore lunch really turned me on. I'd been fishing all my life, but I never had a shore lunch. And when I had the shore lunch, it was just magical. I never tasted fish that tasted so good, etc. Well, what kind of wine to have with it? I decided to try Muscadet, and ever since then, it's been my go-to wine for any time we're having a fish, walleye, fish fry, fish and chips, you name it. That Muscadet goes perfectly with it. And as I said, nowadays, whenever we go to a fishing opener, and I know there's going to be a shore lunch, I always throw in my backpack a couple of bottles of Muscadet because I know everybody's going to like it. And no matter what your tastes are in wine, you'll like Muscadet because there's nothing to dislike about it. It's got good acidity, which pairs so beautifully with the fish, and that nice, straightforward taste of the wine itself. Nothing complicated. I mentioned earlier that Sancerre comes from this region a little further east on the Loire Valley. But quite a ways. It's about 180 kilometers. But the fact of the matter is that's a complex wine, and it's pricey. This is a modestly priced wine that, as I said, will go perfectly with whatever fish you've caught, whether it's a crappie, a bluegill, sunfish, or the most coveted of all, a great walleye. And those ones, the Touraine, Le Petit Feteau, and Muscadet Touraine, and Muscadet Marquis de Goulaine are all available. And when we started out, Denny mentioned Mother's Day. Well, we certainly don't want to forget mothers. And Ted Farrell put together a 6 for $60. That's where you get six bottles for $60 for Mother's Day. And the choices he made are absolutely brilliant. He put in there a White Cote de Rhone. That is just a marvelous wine that Mom had learned to love sitting on the porch at the end of the day. Another one, this is a little on the sweet side, is a Moscato from Asti. So Asti Moscato, and what, it's sweet, but not overpoweringly sweet. It's not cloyingly sweet. It would be very, very nice to have at this time of year with rhubarb pie, with rhubarb springing up around our area, and a glass of that Moscato d'Asti would be terrific. Let's not forget rosé for Mom. There's a Fourdaunt Rosé in there, which comes from Provence. Nice, crisp acidity. It's a Rhone varietal. Just delicious rosé. And rosé, you know, isn't just for the ladies anymore. I love a good rosé. And then a great find, the Chateau Rosanne, a Petit Bordeaux. Little bitty Bordeaux, just as smooth as can be. A delicious red wine. And then he picked Aguirre Bay, which is owned by the Rothschild family in Argentina, and they have absolutely made this the best of all the Malbecs with their money and wherewithal owning Lafite Rothschild. And now they have this Aguirre Bay in Argentina. It's Malbec at its best, and what a wine to have with barbecued ribs. You just can't beat it. And lastly, he put in a Cabernet from Italy, La Gondola Cabernet. Again, the kind of Cabernet that would appeal to Mom. Very soft, not one of these big jammy Cabernets that jump out of the bottle for you. If you're a connoisseur of that, you don't want La Gondola Cabernet. This one is soft, accessible, and easy. And they really well-chosen wines for Mom. And 6 for 60 has gotten so popular, you know, just think about it. And the wines are only $10 a bottle. And then, lastly, our bouquet of rosé for Mom also. Six different rosés from six different areas around the world. Just absolutely terrific. And that is $74.99. Great value for Mom. If she likes rosé, she's going to love this bouquet of rosé. And as I always say, why not give her a bouquet that you can both share? So there you have it, some wine to start out your fishing, a little wine for Mom. And I think those two things are going to be pretty busy this weekend, Denny.
Absolutely, and some great ideas. And by all means, you need a little assistance or have some fun, head to any Haskell's location.
Indeed. The folks at Haskell's just love to talk about wine. They love to pair wine with food, whether you're having a shore lunch or you're having a big, hearty stew. They'll pick a wine that'll go perfectly with it. It'll make the meal that much better. And best of all, they'll help you pick one that won't cost too much money. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. Haskell's in Bloomington. There's a Haskell's in Excelsior right at the Excelsior Dock. Right off at 35, there's a Haskell's down in Faribault. Our Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed. It's huge. Downtown Minneapolis has free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, and another one at Plymouth. St. Paul's Island Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. If you can't come in, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget, we do deliver Paul's Island Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. If you can't come in, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget, we do deliver.
Absolutely. Jack, let's do this again next week.
I'm going to look forward to it, Denny.
Jack Farrell from Haskell's.